Eye on the Arctic, views from the north. I'm Elise Quinn. Well, the changing Arctic climate has led to differences in everything from animal to plant behavior. But today we're turning our attention to the oceans and a new study that's used acoustic data to show that certain types of whales have become more common in the Bering Strait. Now, joining us today to tell us more about it is Kate Stafford. She's an oceanographer with the University of Washington's Applied Physics Laboratory, and she joins me on the line today from Seattle, Washington. Hello, Kate Stafford.
Hi, Elise.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us this morning. And, you know, we wanted to get just right into it and tell us about, you know, you used these recordings and microphones to get this data. Tell us how you got interested in doing this kind of research and this kind of technique in the first place.
Well, I've always been interested in the Arctic, and as you and your listeners may know, the Arctic can be a very difficult place in which to work because of poor weather, 24-hour darkness, and heavy ice cover. And I'm interested primarily in marine mammals and their migratory patterns. And one of the best ways to study marine mammals when you have a difficult place to work in is to listen for them. So we put out hydrophones, which are underwater microphones, and we can listen underwater 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and detect the species-specific sounds that are made by different marine mammals.
So let me get this straight. You can tell the type of mammal, the type of whale, just by listening to the sound.
Yes, you can. We can't tell individuals apart, so I can't tell one beluga from another, but I can tell a beluga from a bowhead whale from a bearded seal.
And I understand this project, was it about 2 years or a year and a half that you did this research?
No, we've actually had hydrophones out since 2009 in the Bering Strait region.
So tell us a bit now about the findings. When you were listening to these sounds afterwards, what types of things did you notice?
Well, we put the hydrophones out to listen for subarctic species. So fin whales and humpback whales, minke whales and killer whales. The Bering Strait is a very special region. It is the only passage between the Pacific and the Arctic, and it's only about 60 kilometers wide, and it's very shallow. And there are three species of Arctic cetacean that pass through there on their way north to feed in the Canadian Beaufort every year. That's the bowhead whale and the beluga whale. And then gray whales, which are becoming more Arctic, also spend the summer up in the Chukchi Sea and the Beaufort Sea. So our question was, we know these animals pass through on their way to feeding grounds further north. What about species that would normally be found a little bit further south in the Bering Sea, these summer whales?
And when you were analyzing all this, what surprised you the most about your data?
There were a couple things that were surprising about the data. I would say, first of all, we get a lot of detections of fin whales and humpback whales. These animals did used to be hunted in the Chukchi Sea by whalers when commercial whaling occurred, but they haven't been seen much in the region since. We're getting humpback whales almost every day in October and even into very early November, and fin whales very frequently as well. So that led us to think that it might be a combination of things. Certainly both of these populations are increasing in the North Pacific, so maybe these animals are expanding their range or reoccupying habitat that they used to occupy before these populations were brought down by commercial whaling. But what I think our acoustic data are showing is even if these animals are simply reoccupying old habitat, they're spending more time in the Arctic. So we're getting them into October and November very regularly, almost every year.
And, you know, you've looked at this one area. Do you think from this you can extrapolate outwards? And do you think it tells us something bigger about changes that might be going on in other areas of the Arctic?
Well, I think it's characteristic of what's happening in much of the Arctic. In fact, there's been quite a lot of work in the Canadian Arctic by Steve Ferguson and Jeff Higdon and company looking at particularly killer whales coming into the high northern Arctic. And they've been using sighting surveys and talking to native peoples and documenting how killer whales are seen more often and how there is increasing predation on things like bowhead whale calves in the Canadian Arctic. So this is a pan-Arctic phenomenon.
And I also understand this was a Russian-U.S. collaboration?
Yeah, so some of my hydrophone recordings, as well as some of the sighting data that we combined, are part of the RASALCA program, which stands for Russian-U.S. Long-Term Census of the Arctic. And it's a joint U.S.-Russian project to study the Bering Strait, because, of course, we share the Bering Strait. The international dateline divides the U.S. waters in the eastern Chukchi from Russian waters in the western Chukchi. And so it's been, I would say, an incredibly fruitful collaboration between the two countries.
And Kate Stafford, where do you go from here? What do you want to look at next?
Well, what I'm really interested in looking at now is what are the oceanographic variables that drive these subarctic cetaceans coming into the Arctic? Is it just that the ice has retreated enough to allow them there? Or are changes in the Arctic changing the whole ecosystem? That is, perhaps turning the Chukchi Sea from what's generally a benthic or bottom-driven system to a more pelagic or open water system in which these subarctic cetaceans, humpback whales and fin whales and minke whales, can thrive. And how is this going to change over time? And will these species eventually become competition for Arctic species like the bowhead whale or the beluga whale?
Well, Kate Stafford, it's been fascinating to hear about your research.
Great. Thank you very much. It's been delightful talking to you.